I will inherit the moon, and I'll die in the earth.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Honoring Our Veterans and Current Events broadcast. Hope everyone's doing fine tonight. I know it's a day early, but I know a lot of veterans and a lot of people are going to be busy tomorrow, so I wanted to combine it for tonight's broadcast. Tell us a little bit about your veteran. I'm proud of all the veterans I know, especially in our group. They're my brothers and sisters. All my past brothers and sisters that I've worked with throughout my career. Those lost, those who sacrificed, and those that continue to keep our country safe. And I, as a thank you to all those who have served, past, present, future, the Defender 7, and myself, General Bobby Ormsby, for your services. Now, for those of you new just tuning into our programs, welcome. Be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. We are not a militia. We are a humanitarian American patriot group trying to build sectors throughout all 50 states. For training, in disaster relief, backing up our first responders, and so forth. We have a website. Be sure to check it out and subscribe. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Have a lot of videos over there. We're live on, we're also on MeWe. Click on organization, scroll down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. To participate live with us, we enjoy it when you call in. That number, area code 914-205-5773. Everybody's thoughts and opinions on whatever topic we discuss are always welcome. You will not be put down for your thoughts or opinions. Just don't go into name calling and such. Allow me to bring on one of my officers, our Major Aspain, Miss Lorna Munson.
Yep. True story.
How's it going?
Oh, it's a going. It's going. Dad's home. Haven't heard nothing on her cousin.
Right.
But my aunt's going through a hurricane right now, too, so.
Yeah, as far as I know, they're not, it's not, some of my family had said that they haven't really gotten anything except for, like, heavy winds and rain.
Yeah, which that's going to screw up the internet and cell phones and stuff, so. Because that town is, like, right in the middle, so I don't think they'll get too hammered.
No.
So, just me and you again, huh?
So far, I mean, I was hoping to get a lot of people calling in, you know, to honor their veterans.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
And that's the other reason why I did the veteran part and combined it with current events.
Right.
Continue discussing the midterms. But I was hoping, I thought for sure Kimberly would get on.
Right.
It's still early yet, though.
Right. Yeah, I have a lot of family in the military. Some of them I didn't even realize. Like my Uncle Derry was, my Aunt Linda, my Uncle Cliff. My brothers, obviously.
Yeah, but I'm your favorite.
You're my favorite.
I got you stumped.
Caught me off guard. Oh. Yeah. The cousin that was in the car accident, I believe he served in the Air Force. And then
right.
We have a Marine. I remember one of my other cousins was a Marine. After my grandma and grandpa died many, many years ago, the family kind of split up and nobody keeps in contact, really.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my little cousin. They call him Little Warren because his dad's Big Warren. He just graduated yesterday from Fort Jackson, South Carolina, right down here where I'm at.
Oh, cool.
He just graduated up to boot camp. And I have another cousin who's served his tour, and he just re-signed up. He got out for a little bit, went back in. Marine
oh, wow.
Corps.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. My nieces and nephews, Hi C and Johnny.
Yep. You know, I come from a, also with veterans. Yep. My dad, Korean War and Vietnam. And I got my uncle, his brother, which unfortunately both of them have passed. He was in the Army. And they were two of the most important men in my life growing up.
Right.
And my dad was Navy. And as I said, my uncle was Army. So they were the ones that kind of, other than other things, reasonings of why I signed up. But they were a big
right.
part of it.
Have some pretty interesting family get-togethers.
Yeah.
All different. Yeah, got them from all the different branches. When I was
I got teased a lot from both sides. So
when I was little, there was this old man Gramps. Everybody called him Gramps. He wasn't my grandpa, but he was in the Army, and I don't remember which war he was in. But he was in a POW camp, and when he oh God, I must have been only 7, 8 years old, and he was telling me a story because we must have started talking about chicken, and he said he would never eat a chicken ever again in his life because they would throw in these whole chickens into the POW camp, and they were expected to eat every bit of that chicken, the head, everything.
Yep.
And he wouldn't touch chicken after that.
Well, honestly, with some of the food that we've eaten over there,
yeah,
at least it was better than the MREs, or even sometimes better than the military cooks.
Well, the stuff that you ate, that wasn't in a POW camp. I could just imagine what was served
no.
in them places.
Right.
Did you try out any of that monkey brain?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ew.
We know we ate German Shepherd and cat too.
Yeah, Ted talks about that a little bit.
Monkey
now,
on a stick.
Did you eat that because you didn't have a choice, or you just wanted to try it?
Just wanted to try it. I mean, and most of the food we didn't know until afterwards. There's only one thing. I mean, I've eaten a lot of cuisines from a lot of around the world, and there's only one thing that I cannot eat again, and it's called balut.
I've heard of that.
What?
It's an egg. It's called balut.
Oh, it's rotten, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an egg that they bury in the ground and let it, basically rot.
Is that Korean?
No, it's Filipino.
Oh, Filipino, okay. Because I've heard of that.
Some people get it mixed up because there's a fish called balut, too.
Yeah, no. I know what you're talking about, but I didn't realize. I don't know why I thought it was Korean, but yeah, I've heard of that. I couldn't eat. And then there's the one that's rotten cabbage. Maybe that's the one.
Yeah,
that's Korean.
Well, that was my next meal that, yeah, I can't. It's like chitlins. I can't stand the smell of them cooking, but I sure as hell can eat them.
Really?
Because they are damn good. Yes.
The rotten
and
cabbage.
Have,
really?
Well, that's called kimchi. That's from Korea. They put them in pots and they bury them in pots and they let the heat of the ground cook it. And that's all you smell throughout Korea.
It's nasty, but I didn't care for it, but.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And if you got any type of flu or any sickness, drink the juice.
Right. Yeah, no.
I should tell Debbie to do that. Maybe it'll be a miracle cure for my dad.
Yeah. No, but like I said, out of everything I've ever tested, tasted, Balut's the only thing that, it still gives me chills down my spine because I can still get that taste in my mouth. It's just gross.
So now if you were a contestant on Fear Factor and that was the one thing you had to eat, would you do it?
For the money, hell yeah.
Just asking.
I sure as hell have a pin or something on my nose. I just close my eyes and think I'm eating a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, I've tried some really weird things, but you know, it's easier to try new stuff if you don't know what it is until after. You know what I mean? Because you have a more honest opinion. And
that's what them street vendors did with the monkey on a stick and with the cat and dog.
Right.
Oh, you know the thing, I never understood how they ate them, but and I couldn't because they reminded me, as small as they were, they looked like little kids' hands. Is the chicken feet?
Oh yes, no, I like chicken feet. I grew up with chicken feet, pig's feet.
But I don't understand how you eat it. It's all bone.
Huh?
Ain't no bone meat on them.
No, you can eat chicken. It's like, I don't understand. You know, it's like fish head soup.
Oh, I love fish head soup.
But how the hell do you eat the heads of fish if they're looking at you? You know, I mean, it's a perspective, I guess. But I like fish head soup, too. I just prefer to eat it blindfolded.
Yep.
And that's the thing. A lot of people, what turns them off is the visual.
Exactly. And that's why sometimes when my kids were growing up, I'd get them to try different things, and I'd just tell them, close your eyes.
Yep.
And just taste it. If you don't like the taste, spit it in a napkin.
And you don't tell them what it is.
No. Not till they get
my
older.
My mother would not, you know, we she wouldn't tell us what it was until after we tried it.
Yep.
Yeah, and the same thing. You've got to try things multiple times before you can honestly say whether or not you like it.
And at different ages, too, because your taste buds change.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, believe me, the only other thing I can't stand is peas. And I've tried them at different stages in my life, and I'll never eat another damn pea. Yuck.
Well, you know what? When I was little, my mother would make, like, homemade cherry pies and stuff. And I remember, as a very little kid, liking cherry pies. But then all of a sudden, I stopped not liking cherries. I won't even drink Dr. Pepper because it has that cherry flavor. You know, the only thing I can associate it to is that one time when we were kids and we raided the medicine cabinet and had to go and get our stomach. You know, and the cough syrup and a lot of that stuff was cherry flavored. So that's the only thing I can think of, because I don't have a, you know, even chitlins, I don't like them, but I'll eat them. I don't spit them out. You know what I mean? Cherries, I don't even want to touch them. I want nothing whatever to do with cherries. And it's not, I'm not allergic to them. I just don't like them. It's like really weird. It's a psychological thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's just like people that...
I got to take a phone call. I'll be back.
All right,
okay.
Lorna. That's like the one thing that cracks me up is that, you know, people say they don't like venison. And it's usually the people that say, how can you shoot Bambi?
Right.
And unless they fry it, I mean, it all depends on how it's cooked.
Right. See, that's the thing about venison, because it's gamey and it's tough to chew. If it's not cooked properly, but if you get somebody that knows what they're doing when they cook it, man, that stuff is so good. I love venison.
Yeah, when I cook venison, any type of dish I do with it, you can cut the meat with a fork.
And another thing is wild duck, wild turkey, they're all gamey. Rabbit. You know, a wild rabbit doesn't taste the same as one you get from a farm. And you don't cook them the same. That's the thing. People don't know how to cook them.
Right. Well, it all comes down to with the preparing it before you cook it. Because, I mean, like some of my venison, I'll use Italian dressing and let it soak in overnight.
Uh-huh.
And then wipe it off. Not rinse it off, but wipe it off with a towel.
Right.
And then I add my seasonings.
Right.
And just because of the vinegar inside the Italian dressing, it's the gamey flavor out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, same thing with bluefish. There's one part of the bluefish, if they don't fillet it right, it's very, very nasty fishy taste.
Really?
And that's the dark strip.
Huh.
So you get that off, or you can even cook it with it on there. What I do is I wrap it up in tin foil, and I add, like, you know, my onion, my butter, fresh garlic, and then on top of that, you put tomatoes in there.
Uh-huh.
Sliced up. And as it's cooking, whether you're doing it in the oven or you're doing it out on the grill, as it's cooking, you open up the tin foil and you scoop the juice off the top, because all that acid from the tomato makes that gamey part of the meat rise to the top.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of tricks like that people, especially with wild game, if you do stuff like that.
Well, here's something else. It's like kosher chicken. Kosher, in order for a chicken to be kosher, it has to be killed in a certain way, and all the blood, and it needs to be processed differently. They actually taste different than a regular chicken because of the way it's processed. Chicken soup made with a kosher chicken tastes so much different, so much better than
That's where the old folk saying came up with is chicken noodle soup being a Jewish penicillin.
Right. And or the same thing. If you go, like my sister, she would buy peeps at the Amish farms, and they would raise the chickens, And as they became a certain age or she needed, you know, so many chickens, they kill them. But these chickens, because they're 100% organic, you know what I mean, and they're raised on the farm and everything, they don't have nearly as much meat as or fat as, say, a Tyson chicken or, you know, or even a natural chicken or whatever that you get in the store. But if you get a whole chicken from an honest farm, it's completely different than the kind you get, you know, elsewhere. And it has a different flavor, too. And so it's the same, yeah, it's the same concept, like we were saying with the, you know, wild turkeys or venison or deer or whatever. The flavor is it has to do with, you know, all right, so you killed it. Now, how do you prepare it? When I was a kid, you know, I helped slaughter a pig. And, you know, and they explained the importance of, you know, when they hit it on the head and then they hang it upside down and then they use that, yeah, that gun or whatever, you know, to actually kill them. And, but they slit their throat, get all the blood out, because otherwise it can get toxic. The organs and the meat and stuff can go toxic.
Yes.
You know, but they explain how all of this works and why. So, you know, when you think about things, you know, it's and how people in the back in the day stored food for when they, you know, had to make it through the winter or on ships. You know, they salted the fish, or they salted the ham, or, you know, the pork and stuff. This is really, really interesting. You know, we're going to have to start doing all that shit again.
Yeah, like, you know, it's the same thing. It all depends on how the deer or the animal is killed. Like,
right.
If I have time, like where I'm going to be hunting at in a couple weeks is a friend's property, and she's got a shack that her father-in-law or her stepfather had built years ago. And it's got everything in there to slaughter the deer and all that with. Now,
right,
it all depends on temperature. If you shoot a deer when it's hot, it's not really good for you. And sometimes the meat will have an off taste to it.
Right.
But when you shoot one in the cold and you got that time to let it run, let all the blood run out by hanging it by its back leg, say for a few hours, and then you go ahead and butcher it, a lot of the game taste comes out of it then.
Right.
That's why you have to field dress any animal you take. You field dress them where you're at, and you just bury their inside, yeah, ground as deep as you can, and, you know, take it out that way.
Right. No, I know. Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, you could tell ages of a deer by the meat.
Right.
If it's an older buck, if he's been around for years and you finally got him, that meat's going to be tough because he's old.
Right. Right. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's not edible or anything. It just means that you have to put more effort into preparing it.
Right. Making it soft.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I've always been interested in stuff like that, especially food, you know, and cooking, and the different things of ways to prepare stuff. And like whenever I go somewhere where I can get game, fresh game, venison or something, I do. I'll choose it. Like when we went to Arlington and we went to this one restaurant, and that's what they had. They offered up some, like, wild turkey or wild rabbit or, what, you know, type of
yes,
thing that you could get, which is prepared with that. You know, it costs a little bit more, but, you know, but a lot of people, they don't like that gamey flavor. But here's the thing. Right. I actually do, because it's more flavorful than the shit you get in the store.
Right, because it's not shot up with all these hormones.
Right. It's like, you know, that's why we got to add salt and spices and shit to our food, because there's no flavor.
Right. And again, that's why I like purchasing from our local farmers down here, getting, you know, either a full cow or a half cow, and butchering it myself. Because I know they're all grass fed. And same with the deer down here, you know, just like your Midwestern states, they're all corn fed.
I accidentally hung up on you. I was reaching over the cat to open up the window to get some fresh air. And hit the button by accident. But, yeah, I'm at the tail end of this, whatever the hell it is I had. And it's, you know, annoying at night. You know, during the day I'm fine, but at night I still have a cough, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's any cold or any virus. Nighttime sucks.
Well,
you could deal with it during the day, but nighttime, for some reason, I guess it's because everything tries to, you know, calm down, except for that part.
I don't think I have a virus, or if I did, it's gone now. But it's the cold air. The post-nasal drip, that's how it started, with the cold air, breathing in the cold air. It irritates, you know, because of the weather change. When you're breathing in warm air and then all of a sudden you start breathing in cold air, it actually triggers something. I forget what, but, you know, that's where I get the post-nasal drip, because then, you know, your nose starts running. That's when your nose gets watery.
Right.
And it goes down your throat. And unless you've got tissues on you and are constantly blowing your nose, it then gets a buildup of mucus, and you start trying to cough it up, which irritates your throat, and, you know, and it perpetuates, you know, the situation. And then if you don't do what you're supposed to do to take care of it, it gets worse. Not to mention I've been doing that regimen to kill the parasites in my body. And, I think I killed too many of them at once, so I got overwhelmed.
It could have. Sometimes the thing can be bad for you.
Right. That's why I said I willingly admit I screwed up. So I have a friend, he's recovering, you know, from cancer and everything, and he's doing that regimen with the pine needle tea and a couple of other things. You take it for 3 days, and then you stay off of it for 5, and then you're on for 3. Because cancer, everybody, they pretty much, and anybody that's into natural medicine absolutely agrees there's either a fungus or a parasite or something like that. And the more chemo and everything you take is actually worse. It actually doesn't help. It makes it worse.
Yeah, because you're killing everything.
Right. So while you're taking the chemo, they're like, oh, well, you're killing it. Yeah, but you're also killing the stuff that's helping you fight it. So chemo really is not a good thing. It really isn't. But
that's why they tell people that are going through chemo, don't have any sick people around you.
Right.
Because your immune system's so down. What could be a normal cough, cold to you could kill them.
Right. Right. So I told him, you know, I said, and this is during COVID and everything. So I hooked him up with some friends, you know, I'm in another veterans group, and they do natural stuff, plus some other groups that I'm in that, you know, treat cancer with natural, you know, you have to eat because you got to, you know, be strong, and, you know, supplements because your immune system has to be able to fight this shit. And so now he's doing that, and he is noticing that it is doing something. So, you know, so I'm praying for him. But the thing is that we have, you know, destroyed our bodies, you know, or we have allowed, you know, the current medical system to destroy our bodies, you know, which is a shame, that we have lost trust in our doctors, and that doctors have decided to treat us as walking diseases instead of people. They feed us stuff, you know, it's like the transgender stuff. I've been watching, you know, some videos and stuff, and this one young, I don't know if it's a woman or a man, what it was before, but they're speaking out against transgender surgery. They're like, I have to spend the rest of my life on this medicine. They have made me into, you know, and they have this huge basket of shit. And, you know, it's a money thing. It's all about the money. And so I don't want to blame all doctors, but it's really hard because they're controlled by the pharmaceutical companies and the health insurance companies.
And they're also controlled by CDC.
Right. And the hospitals are controlled by the CDC protocols. So, you know, I'm still trying to find a local homeopathic doctor, but it's very hard. It really is hard because even homeopathic doctors, you got to be careful because it's a misnomer in some cases when they say they're homeopathic or holistic. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't mind if somebody wants to prescribe a pill as long as that's not their first choice. You know what I mean? Let's try everything else. That should be the last resort. And when I was a kid, it was. But today, it's the first. You know,
I'm back.
Well, good.
Dad's back home. Got a shower in, even though he had to sit through a shower, but he's comfortable. And I told Debbie to tell Dad that he's got to keep on going for at least a couple more years, because if he's dead, he's going to end up voting Democrat. But if he stays alive, he can vote Republican.
Hey, that's not funny. Did you hear that they actually did try to throw a dead person's vote? Or no, I'm sorry. They tried to elect a dead senator or something.
I hear they did try for South Carolina. I know they did here in Pennsylvania, and they almost did in Tennessee.
Tennessee is getting hit hard, I guess, by some kind of sickness. I guess the hospitals are just over flooded, and they don't have a name for whatever it is.
Yeah, it's called Wisconsin.
It's in Tennessee. No, this is in Tennessee.
It's called the Wisconsin disease because you moved down there for a year and you got everybody sick and left.
Oh, whatever.
I do know that they're trying to come out with a new thing for emergency thing, RSV. Is it RSV that they have in Tennessee?
They're trying to
declare an emergency. There's this lawyer out in California. Oh my gosh, I gotta share it. I'll share it with you, Bobby. This woman, she's a lawyer. She went off, and here it's in California. And at any rate, here I just shared it in Telegram. When after the show, you can look at it. The but she said, "Fuck no!" You know, she's like, "Hell no! You're not going to declare another emergency. You tried to sneak this meeting in under COVID emergency thing without letting anybody know about it." And, you know, she goes, RSV only affects so many per year and only so many die. It's like 0.00001%. It is not a pandemic or a health emergency, you know, I mean, because that's what they were trying to declare it.
Because they're running out of scare tactics.
Right. The same thing. We should not still be in emergency situation because of COVID. And, you know, especially since, you know, the other month, even Biden said, no, we're no longer in a pandemic. And they backed that shit up because they didn't want to lose their powers. Pelosi just declared absentee voting in the House until Christmas time because of COVID. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. And again, like I said, you know, I hate saying it, and I don't like people thinking conspiracy theory, but it's true. If you do the research, you don't have to be a rocket scientist.
Right.
Every time that
pretty much all conspiracy theories have been proven true by now.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is that, you know, when it comes to them wanting to hide something from the people, they come up with a false narrative.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, come on now. One person, you walk into the ER and, you know, have this RSV, and then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. everybody's contracted it the next day.
Right. It's crazy. You know?
And if you do research on that, too, you'll find that kids. Children.
Right. And like I said, very few of them actually die from it.
Right.
I think it's
This thing that's going on in Tennessee with Lorna's dad and people in Tennessee getting sick like that, and they're baffled and they don't know what it is.
Were they vaccinated?
And she said the kids, she said all the kids down there are just sicker than dogs.
Okay. My first question would be, how many of these people were vaccinated?
That
no was
idea.
My
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I know both my dad and Debbie had got the vaccine.
Right. Right.
There you go.
They fell into the fear factor because they're older.
I am willing to bet dimes to dollars that damn near 100% of those people were vaccinated.
Yep.
Yep, and that's the reason why they're not coming out and saying it, because it would be setting up the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. So, and another thing too, they might be able to treat them and help them, but not if they don't know what it is, and if you're unwilling to admit that it could be X, you know what I mean? You're not going to be able to treat them.
Right. And if it is the people are screwed, because the only thing that you can take, they won't give you.
Yeah, but see, the thing is they're not even willing to investigate if that's what's causing it.
No, because these doctors and the pharmaceutical companies and all your freaking politicians will lose money.
Yep. Absolutely. It's all about the Benjamins.
Yep.
You know, excess mortality. I mean, you know, sudden adult death syndrome. It's crazy. And now, they finally, they have a lawsuit going against Tylenol. And I think, as a cause for autism, somebody's saying, I bet you're wondering why you haven't been able to find Tylenol on the shelves. I haven't even looked. But they said that there's some kind of case going against Tylenol for autism. So it's hard
I've
to
seen
find.
I've seen that. And did you ever notice that the hospitals are the ones that push Tylenol?
Yep.
Yep. $500 a pill.
Yep.
Dang, I thought it was bad paying $18 for an ibuprofen.
Right?
Like, you
got the discount.
That's because I won't take Tylenol. It don't work on me. It don't work. It's junk.
Those ugly pills work on you.
Yeah, I know. They work fabulous. I wonder, too bad the pills wouldn't work better.
Did you hear Stephanie? She told me I was rude.
Hey Stephanie, I got a big lake out here. We can dump some body in, and you know whose body. I'm done with doing the putting in the hole.
She said, "At least you don't have to dig a hole. Give me the old cement shoes."
Yeah.
Looking at all the so-called cases of different things that are popping up from years ago, and now all of a sudden you got, what happened to smallpox? That came and went. What happened to the regular flu? Oh, yeah, they mentioned it, and they're trying to force flu shots on you. But how do you know it's a flu shot?
Right.
And it ain't their friggin' COVID vaccine.
Yeah, it's...
Because they said it from the get-go. They were bound and determined to have everybody in the United States inject it with that shot.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why some of these, like that governor in Illinois said point blank, he was going to make kids wear masks and get vaccinated. And parents voted for him? I have a problem believing that. But our Whitman, who killed all your grandparents and parents, and people voted for her, because that people were lied to about the abortion issue. They thought, you know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah.
It's crazy, and don't get me started about here in Pennsylvania. Oh, my gosh. We're so fucked.
Well, it's just like, there's a lot of questions about this midterm election. I mean, come Florida was it? How come Florida was able to, count their votes and get them in, and all of a sudden Arizona, Nevada, and what was it, New Hampshire?
Yeah. A few of them. A number of them had issues.
And now they're talking that, it could take till Thanksgiving or even Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, come on. It didn't take this long back in the day when things traveled by horse and carriage. I mean, this is ridiculous. I think this all started in 2000 with them fucking hanging chads. Ever since, the Democrats have caused it's the Democrats, because it's either the election was stolen from them. Or, you know what I mean, they argue it, or they got to change things up so that they win. In the 2020 election, according to them, it was perfect. But this current election, the Democrats were complaining about the same things the Republicans complained about last election. So how the hell are you doing the same thing? And it was okay last election when you won, but it's not okay this election when you might lose.
Because they got an idiot that's running the country.
Right. And again,
to take the heat off of his shoulders because of his dealings with his son, with the three countries that they should have never got involved with.
Yeah, don't get crazy. It's fucking crazy. We're you know. Oh, I just keep praying.
We all said it when the election was done and over with the presidential election that, you know, how could you ever trust the voting machines? And especially as it all came out that Soros owns that fucking company.
Not just Soros, a bunch of other shit too. And the poor, I feel sorry for the Brazilian people, the people of Brazil. Because they got fucked over too, and their military wants to declare, you know, a miss thing, but they're afraid to until our shit gets, you know, fixed. Because Biden sent the CIA down there and threatened Bolsonaro and his family if he goes against Lula. Yep. Like the people in Brazil. After 4 years of Bolsonaro, are really going to vote for Lula. That's even worse than the shit voting for Biden.
Right. Well, you know, and that's what I'm saying. And they're the first ones to claim that the Republicans are the ones that meddle and are doing the cheating.
But we're not. They're not. I really hope Carrie Lake wins, because when she wins,
too, but
that's it.
Same thing with Herschel Walker. I mean, and I agree with a lot of
They said with Herschel Walker, there was a mysterious dump that night of 300,000 votes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have won.
Yep. Now, why would that take all the way up to almost January?
Right. Well, because they got the runoff in December.
But because of how many seats we've already taken is the
right.
reason why they are holding out on finishing the so-called county in the states that haven't turned all their ballots in. And it's just awful funny that it's the same bullshit that happened in 2020.
Yep. And also too, it's crazy. But you know, we're not allowed to say anything that, you know, things look a little fishy, because then we're election deniers. We refuse to admit we lost, and it's like, no, I don't have a problem admitting we lost. I'll be honest. I think that there is more than likely Fetterman won. I don't have a problem admitting that. But I want to see. But I still question, you know, you've got a county that ran out of paper in the middle of the day.
And you also had a county that had a machine that was used at another poll that was never recertified.
Right. You know, and then in Philadelphia, pulling the, I mean, there are questions, and I want freaking answers. I honestly do believe that there is a more than better chance than Fetterman won, because the majority of Democrats vote early, which, I'm sorry, you should not be allowed to vote 2 months before Election Day. But, they need to get rid of early election. Yeah, these pundits are saying, oh, Republicans got to get on the ball of getting people to vote early. And I'm like, no. I said, politicians need to get the fuck off of election season and go back to election day. Yes, there's some people you have an absentee ballot. Absolutely. You know, there are valid reasons for people to have an absentee ballot. I don't have an issue with that. But not 2 months before, and sure as hell not early voting. Make the day a holiday. Then you can get grandpa and grandma out of the house and go and hang out. Make a day of it. Bring a picnic lunch. You know what I mean? You know, make smaller poll thingies rather than you know, oh, well, people don't want to work, so we need them to cover larger areas. No. If you make it a holiday and you don't put the fear of God into people, you might get more volunteers. You know, but they need to stop pushing this early voting and this paper mail-in ballots. They need to go back to the old way. Back before 2000, we didn't have this kind of shit problems in the 80s and 90s. That didn't even, or no. 1880s. You know, I mean, this is technology. Yeah, and not only that, the cheating from foreign entities. You know, it's sad. And what is wrong with removing dead people from the voter roll? Why do so many places refuse to move? If you're not doing anything dishonest, why do you refuse to move them from the voter roll? You know what I mean? I mean, what? Once a year, you don't have to just. Once a year, you make again. You take a day, and you move anybody that's dead. You know, people don't want to hear this. But at any rate, back to what I was saying. You know, so everybody voted that. You know, all Democrats voted for Fetterman because, you know, people don't like Oz. There were Democrats are not going to vote for Oz. A lot of Republicans didn't want to vote for him. I really am upset with Trump backing him, but you know, it is what it is. So I'm not surprised that Fetterman won. What, except for the, you know, because of that. If there was no early voting, if there was only voting like, you know, the regular absentee and then day of voting, I don't think Fetterman would have won, because when they interviewed people after the debate, people were like, fuck no. Democrats too. The man is he's aphasic. He cannot communicate properly. I mean, his brain may be functioning. He may be able to comprehend, but not at the level that he can be a senator and go to Washington. I don't want him representing me. He looks like a fucking street bum. I mean, a homeless person, a drunk homeless person who can't talk. And I don't care if that sounds mean. not to mention the fact that he reads a prompter both to understand what somebody's saying to him and then to understand what he himself is saying. Anybody could put anything into there, and he'll just read it. So, you know, like I said, I think stupidity plays more of a role than anything else in our elections these days. Even more so than the cheating, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's just like a story I read too, which I don't know how the hell they can do it, but I heard that Pelosi's been in supposedly closed doors with her daughter, talking about that she's going to see to it that if the Democrats don't win the House, she's going to get her slipped in as the next leader.
Oh, it's a, Yeah, she something about Italy. She wants to be ambassador to Italy or something.
Yeah, but I mean, how the hell are you going to do that? That right there speaks up in many, many layers that that they're, you know, about.
I think it's Iran that she's going. She's going somewhere to fix something. I think, was it Iran? No, where the hell were they sending her to fix something? I don't know, but wherever it is, you know, she's a piece of shit. And her husband, I mean, her husband's another one. He's garbage, but I feel bad for him the way I do Biden. Just because somebody's an evil pedophile doesn't mean they should be abused. They're seniors. It's senior abuse.
Right. Well, yeah. Every time he goes on stage, it's senior abuse.
God's not about torture. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, well, when you go to hell, but here on earth, you do a crime, you get justice, and you know you either do time or you get dead or whatever. But this torture shit, you know, this is an elderly abuse. And Paul, I mean, shit, I don't know what the fuck's going on with him. I think he's probably another brain dead person that Pelosi just signed his name on shit. Although she's a lush, so maybe it's her son. I don't know. But
I still have doubts on that story.
Everybody does. Come on. There's like three or four different stories, you know, and no evidence of anything. You know what I mean? They're trying to say that this dude, he's a communist. Nudist, protester, illegal alien drug addict, who's also a gay prostitute. But yet
who also is a friend of Pelosi's husband.
Right. And they're going to say he's a QAnon Trump supporter who went in to kill Pelosi because of January 6th. I'm like, seriously, you fit all that into that scenario? Then, you know, the first cop that came on and gave the news conference thing about what happened, it was a wellness check, yada, yada, yada. And then they come on a few days later and a completely contradictory story. But yet they still are not presenting any security footage, no this, no that. Security footage was off, there's no this, there's no that. I'm like, please. And you wonder why we question?
But we're not allowed to.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. It really is. But it is what it is.
I'm just tired of dealing with the BS.
Yeah. Yeah, but what are we going to do, Bobby? I mean, what are we going to do at this point?
Well, in all honesty, really isn't much.
Right. I mean, did you see what happened in Arizona? They literally, physically tossed two reporters, one from the Gateway Pundit and the other from Real America News. They tossed them from a news conference because they didn't have the right credentials. They tossed them out of the building, chased them off of the property, and then had drones follow them.
Yeah, I saw that.
What the fuck?
It's like they're protected Democrats, but hell with the rest of the people in the United States. Let the crimes continue. But what I don't want to see is a repeat of 2020.
No.
And 20.
Yeah, well.
Because I don't want to see people destroying stuff and blaming it on patriots, and when you know who it's all up from.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. I mean, patriots, I mean, conservatives, Republicans, we don't destroy shit.
No.
We get sarcastic, you know. We make memes about, you know, showing how stupid the Democrats are. You know what I mean? We don't get violent.
Yeah.
It's not the time
yeah,
for violence.
We get banned from social media.
Right. You know, I mean, our violence isn't against the people; it's against the government. If you know, if there is violence, you know, which there hasn't been. I know they say January 6th, but there wasn't. And the pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC might still have no idea who did them or if they were even real.
They know. They know.
I know. Okay, I know.
You can't tell me that with all the advanced technology that they've got, how they're catching all these fugitives just by facial recognition.
Of course they know, Bobby. In fact, you know, that's what I'm saying. The same thing. You know, Ray Epps was on, you know, they were looking for him. And then the next day, oh, no, he's okay. We don't want anything to do with it. Despite the fact that he's one of the main guys talking about going into the Capitol and attacking it and shit. You know, I mean, it's all bullshit. You know, you know, like right now, they're, you know, and here, so they're so desperate to start something that they're trying to start a war within the Republican Party between DeSantis and Trump.
Yep.
Although Trump, I have to admit, is not helping any with some of his comments. But, you know, but also, too, let's face it, Trump is a fucking troll. He and Elon Musk is another one. They're trolls. They make fun. You know, they troll the left. You know what I mean? All the nasty shit that he's saying about DeSantis. You know, if you really think about what it is that he's saying and look at it, you know, and everything, and then they're like, oh, well, did you vote for DeSantis? He's like, yeah, of course I did. You know, I mean, so it's like we know Trump can be a piece of shit. We know he can be an asshole. We know this. We know he needs to have duct tape over his mouth. And we know he can troll. So people need to stop automatically making assumptions by what he means when he says stuff. Because sometimes he says off-the-wall shit just to see how people are going to react. So, you know, and you notice DeSantis has not come out and said anything. If he was really concerned or upset over what Trump is saying, do you see what I mean? But
I think
all
it's
those
all
people, important. Yeah. Like
I think it,
he's seen,
I think it's a setup.
Yeah.
That
to
they're both in on.
Yep.
To see who's true.
I'll be honest, that's
what I would do.
Right. I was very upset with Winston Sears when she came on, when she was on Jesse Waters. One of the Fox News's, Winston Sears, came on, and I was very disappointed with what she had to say against Trump. I was very disappointed in what she had to say. Here's the thing. I did not like all of Trump's picks. You know, being in Pennsylvania, I absolutely didn't like Oz. I wanted Catherine Burnett, but I still voted for Oz. But the thing is that if you look at the and it took me a while to get over it, but if you look at the overall picture, Trump, look at how many people he backed and how many people won.
Exactly.
Compared to how many people lost. And they're talking about, well, he needs to step down as a leader because he picked bad choices. Yeah, maybe he did pick one or two bad choices. He picked what he thought was the best of what was available, which, you know, it's whatever. But here's the thing. What caused a lot of these people to lose, including Oz, because he got outspent big time, what caused a lot of Republicans to lose was lack of money. And Mitch McConnell, Tom Ryan, and them, even Kevin McCarthy, they're the ones that are responsible, not Trump. They're the ones, because they're in the office. They control the finances. They could have backed the Republican candidates. Instead, they left them hang or deliberately fought against them. In Alaska, they supported a Democrat because they didn't want Palin to win. So if any Republican leaders need to step the fuck down, it's McConnell, Tom, and McCarthy, and all of them, because they refused to support Republican candidates because Trump was supporting them.
Well, the main question on that part that I want to know the answer to, where's the money?
Oh, they spent the money on their own, on who they wanted, but only a few people.
I mean the leftover money that they didn't spend like on Oz.
Oh,
not that they spend more to back somebody else up, because that's under question.
No, it goes in the RNC funding or whatever. They have some kind of fund. I don't know how it works. This is money directly from the Republican Party. Not I don't mean super PACs. I mean money direct. Like, they're bitching because Trump didn't spend all his money. So Trump has been collecting money at that Wine Red or whatever, mostly for his own campaign, but he's been spending it on all of his choices. You know what I mean? Throwing rallies,
yep.
This, that, and the other thing. So, and people are complaining because he didn't spend all the money. And I'm like, yeah, but that's his money. He's been raising that for himself.
Yes.
The fact that he spent it, he isn't required to spend that on other Republicans. He's not in office.
Nope.
You know, so he is not legally required to spend that money on other candidates. He did so because he wanted to see them win. But because he backed candidates, the Republican Party refused to. Oh, they're bad choices. Why are they bad choices? Because they don't have a degree from Harvard? Because they own their own business? Because they're a teacher? Because they're a stay-at-home mom? What makes them bad choices? Because they have questions about the 2020 election? Stacey Abrams has questions about the 2016 and the 2018 election. Yet you vote, but yet she gets backed. Granted, Democrat, but you know, you get my point. Kemp,
yep.
I mean,
that's also why she finally conceded.
Right. So, but my point is that, you know, you're saying you're not going to support them because they had questions about the 2020 election. But that's not what they were running on. They were running on inflation. They were running on, I mean, they had, you know, even Herschel Walker. You know, they had platforms. So, but yet you don't want to back them because Trump did. And they support asking questions about the 2020 election. Come on. I mean, you know, the Democrats have been questioning every election since 2000 and probably before. Yeah, so I don't agree with everybody that Trump picked, and I'll be honest, I don't think he should run for president in 24. If he runs, I sure as hell will vote for him. But I would like to see somebody younger. I really would. Do you know what I mean? But I think he should be, I still think he should be a major player in it. You know what I mean? I don't think he should step back. I think he should play kingmaker, whatever the term is. But my only reason for not wanting, my only reason for questioning whether or not he should run in 24 has to do with his age. I'm tired of all these old people in office. I'm serious. I mean, you know, but yeah, you know, but he knows what he's doing. So even, you know, if he doesn't run, you know, I hope, or if he does, hopefully he picks, you know, who's he going to pick for his VP? Who was it? I think Phil was saying about Cruz would probably be the best choice. And you know what? I think he's right. Although Trump wants to make Cruz a Supreme Court justice. Could you see Cruz on Supreme Court justice? Oh, my God. So we'll see what happens. I understand a lot of people have lost faith in Trump. And he pisses me off sometimes, but I still think that right now he's our best choice. I think Ron DeSantis needs to stay in Florida. I think Carrie Lake needs to stay in Arizona once she gets elected, because governors are extremely important, because they're even more important than the president, because we are the United States. We're multiple states. The governors are supposed to have more power than the president, if you think about it.
Right.
So I think it's more important for DeSantis to stay in Florida, for Abbott to stay in Texas, for Carrie Lake when she gets, I don't think any good governor that we have right now should be taken out of position as governor to become president or vice president in the 24 election, because we're going to need them where they are for the decisions that are going to be coming down the road. But that's too much common sense. People don't want to hear that.
Right. Well, that's just like, you know, like we have said, I still believe in, term limits.
Yes. Well, we need to get a Congress that's going to be willing to vote for that. Or if not, then we need to get a constitution. It's not a constitution of states. But at any rate, the problem is politicians are not going to vote themselves term limits. People that have been in office for, 20 and 30 years, they don't want to, give up their cushy position.
No, it's not that. It's they don't want to lose their millions that they get each year.
No. I mean, actually, it's not the salary they're really interested in. It's the power. But because they don't really make a lot of money as a congressperson. They make their money. Pelosi made all her money from her backroom deals, from her insider trading. She didn't make her money as Speaker of the House.
Exactly. And that's where they should all be disbarred and arrested for it.
No, I agree. But the thing is that So it's people like her or AOC that are going to be voting whether or not to have term limits. And that's the problem. Unless you get enough people who are willing to vote. I mean, they vote themselves a raise when everybody else is can't feed themselves. And they voted themselves a raise. Do you see what I'm saying? Now they don't get it this term. They get it the next term.
Right.
And then they hope they get reelected. But my point is that this term, they don't want to vote term limits because that means that they can't run for the next term. So until we get a Congress that's willing to vote term limits, unless you get a constitution of states, that's never going to happen. And you need governors to get together a constitution of states.
Right.
So like I said, we need good, strong Republican governors. At any rate. So how are you doing, Lorna? Are you still, where are you at? Are you looking for a new place or you just still looking?
Still looking.
Have you come across anything at all that you liked?
Yeah, but the one very cute place, and this one actually had running water and stuff inside, and then the last post was, and it has a heated outhouse.
Running water and a heated outhouse.
Yeah. Well, I've been finding around here that perk test for septics is hard. For some reason, I don't know. It's weird.
No. So, yeah, things are definitely, at least I'm feeling better. I'll tell you, I thought I was going to die last week. It was like so crazy. That is the last time I go out after when I'm sick and to try and do shit. Usually, you know, I just stay home in bed for 3 days. This time I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm healthy. Yeah. I forgot, you know, other people aren't. So what are your plans for the weekend, Bobby?
Not too much. Just chilling out.
Yeah. No grandkids?
Yeah, they're going to come over for a few hours on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to work Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, because my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, actually.
Oh, that's nice.
Which one?
Kate.
Oh.
She was born on Veterans Day.
Oh, awesome.
How old is she going to be?
24. So we're going to take the grandbabies for a few hours on Saturday so that her and her husband can go and do like a lunch thing together.
Oh, that's nice.
Plus, we haven't seen them since my birthday, so.
I'm sure the grandkids have a wonderful time.
Oh, they always do. Ask Lorna. Lorna was chasing that around the yard with them when she lived here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, Lorna. Yeah.
I thought they wanted fun. Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they love Ralph.
But they love Lorna, too, because every time that they're over, they're always like, we video? They got to say hi to Lorna and Ralph.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can see this hooded sweatshirt Jamie phoned for him. It's got a hood and everything.
Oh, cool. I see little ones in PetSmart and stuff like that for the little asshole. I mean, little Oreo.
The devil dog.
Yeah, he is the devil dog.
Is he chilling out more now that he's got the other little devil dog to play with?
Yeah, actually, Stephanie and Savannah were walking them last night, and they came across the puppy that was hugging up to Toby. And
Toby's looking at it like,
Toby's looking at it like, what's this trying to hug me? And then little Oreo, he's got a girlfriend or two around here, females, women, that he'll follow. He'll try to drag me with the leash just to go up so they can pet him.
Aww.
Well, maybe that's what that Oreo needed was a park like that. Call me a psycho ass.
Yup. That and, you know, I still got to get his manhood taken off.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Yeah, but because he's got Chihuahua in him, they said that it'll... if he was full-blooded Chihuahua, it wouldn't matter. But because he's got Chihuahua and pug in him, if you get it taken care of, that takes away the aggression.
Yeah.
Well, then you might want to do that sooner rather than later.
No kidding.
Yeah, Ralph got a hold of him a couple times when he thought he was going to hurt Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Ralph has passed out on the shiatsu chair.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I forgot to send you that picture. It came up in my memories the other day when he was sitting – looking at me, and little Oreo was on the floor in the back room on the shiatsu chair, and he's looking at me.
Yeah. He's quite the character he is. I've never seen such a comedian dog ever in my life.
I know, I couldn't believe it when, you know, I never met you in person until that day I got up to your house, and let alone your dog, and I yelled his name and he jumped out of the chair and came over to me.
Yeah. I told you that he argues, and you found out.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part.
Definitely
the best part.
Yeah.
And that's the statistics that I can't stand that people put on pit bulls.
I know.
Oh, I love pit bulls.
I know. Dad was scared shitless when I first told him that I got a pit bull. And that now he's just totally in love with him.
Pit bulls are some of the sweetest dogs. They get such a bad rap.
Oh, they nitpick. They start out with, what was it, Doberman Pinschers first is the most aggressive dog, then German Shepherds, then Rottweilers. Now it's Pit Bull's turn.
Yeah, and they're not, I mean, I don't want to say they're not aggressive, but they're not needlessly aggressive. Do you know what I mean?
No,
that's a thought.
You have to...
It's the owner that's aggressive. it's the owners that make them aggressive.
Exactly. You know, if they're in a loving family, they're loving animals, unless, of course, you try and hurt their family.
Exactly. And that's my Toby. He's a rescue dog, but he's been through training, and he was abused by two foster families before we got him.
Oh.
And he is the most lovable. Ask Lorna. He's the most lovable dog. But don't put hands on. Do not try to put your hands on any woman in front of him.
Right.
Or come at me with aggression. Because he'll tear you up.
And here's the thing. When I was a little girl, we had a full blooded black Labrador. Okay, and they're considered, you know, non-aggressive. You know, labs, they're considered like overgrown lap dogs. But heaven help anybody that tried to harm one of us. She would go after them. I mean, this one kid that tried to, you know, hurt my sister. I mean, it took a lot of us to get her off of him. And he had teeth marks. He had to go to the hospital. They didn't take her down because she was defending us, and she didn't, you know, draw blood. But yeah, dogs. You cannot judge judging a dog by its breed is unfair to the animal.
Sure. Because my big dog, Toby, he's Dalmatian and St. Bernard mix.
Oh, I love St. Bernards.
We had two growing up. Susie and Hubie.
That's okay. My mom had a Doberman Pinscher. That dog was such a fucking pussy. Somebody would knock on the door, he'd run and hide under the bed.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, oh, Doberman Pinschers are mean and evil. I'm like, bullshit. That dog is a pussy. You know, I mean, he's a fraidy cat. Animals are individuals just like people. It depends on how you treat them. If you abuse them or train them to be vicious, then yes, they're going to be vicious. But if you're loving and treat them with, you know, love and everything, that's how they're going to be. Just like humans.
All right, people. I guess we can cut this one.
Yep. As always, it was a pleasure.
Yes, I appreciate you guys signing on with me.
Yep.
And to all the veterans out there, happy Veterans Day tomorrow. God bless y'all. God bless America.
Oh, don't forget the Nicole coming up, so be careful. Everybody in the path of the storm, be very careful.
Oh yeah, thank you. I almost forgot that. And I Lorna and myself have family down in that part of Florida.
Yeah,
so yes.
Friend.
Anybody in the path of it, please take cover. Please listen, and take care of yourselves. And I hope it's not much damage from this storm.
What was the name of that hurricane? Is it Nadine or something?
Nicole.
Yeah, my aunt posted. Nicole has left the scene, so it sounds like she's safe.
Good. But again, God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our veterans, our military. And God bless America, because we need it more than that now than later. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.